Questions remain about the president's proposal for a cabinet-level department for domestic security, including how it would coordinate with other branches of government, like the Pentagon's new Northern Command. Starting this fall, the U.S. will have a unified military command overseeing all homeland security. The Northern Command, or NORTHCOM, will be responsible for the military defense of North America's land, sea, and airspace approaches. Some in Congress want a better sense of NORTHCOM's mission and relationship with local, state, and federal agencies. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The October 1st launch of the Northern Command could mark the first time since Reconstruction that the military has played so large a role in domestic security. When the Pentagon announced the new command in April, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made it clear that the Northern Command will help provide a more unified military response in support of civilian authorities if they ask for it, in case of a terrorist attack or natural disaster.
Everyone knows that the Pentagon is not in the business of providing an armed force for the United States. But when an event occurs, we get the phone call. And why do we get the phone call? Well, because the Department of Defense is considered the Department of Defense. They know that they've got troops, they've got people who respond, they're organized, and they can be assistance.
The 1878 Posse Comitatus Act and other federal laws severely restrict the military's role in domestic law enforcement. Posse Comitatus passed in part because Union soldiers were accused of abusing their authority during post-Civil War Reconstruction. Now some are raising questions about NORTHCOM's structure, mission, and function. Congressman Neil Abercrombie of Hawaii sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
It's not thought through now. It's simply asserted that everything will be okay and don't worry about it and that no relationships are going to change.
Abercrombie, a Democrat, and North Carolina Republican Walter Jones Jr., who also sits on the House Armed Services Committee, say NORTHCOM is being created without congressional consultation, advice, or consent. Representative Abercrombie.
We have no idea how it's to be organized to deter or defend or respond to a domestic attack. No understanding of what the relationship between the National Guard Bureau and the Northern Command is going to be, how it's going to integrate with state and local first responders. I mean, the questions just go on and on.
The two congressmen called for hearings on NORTHCOM to clarify what they termed a fundamental shift in U.S. defense organization. The committee chairman turned them down. But the congressman inserted an amendment to the defense authorization bill asking Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to answer detailed questions about NORTHCOM by September 1st. For example, the congressman wanted to know how NORTHCOM will use military reserve forces and how the command might change the deployment of the National Guard. The Guard served both as the state militia under the control of the governors and as the strategic reserve of the Pentagon. Officials at the National Governors Association tell NPR the states have yet to receive any detailed information from the Pentagon. Pentagon officials admit there are legitimate questions being raised about NORTHCOM, but they counsel patience, saying it takes an enormous amount of work to create an entirely new command. And they insist fears of military intrusions on civilian life are unfounded. Army Major Barry Venable is with the North American Aerospace Defense Command at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. That's where the new Northern Command is likely to be based.
There's certainly a process one must go through to get something from scratch to a functioning, coherent, and effective body with defined roles and relationships. The reality is that the Department of Defense fully realizes the laws of the United States and that jackbooted stormtroopers are not going to take over the lives of American citizens.
Pentagon officials point out that the military already helps civilian authorities after natural disasters, and they say NORTHCOM will allow a more coordinated response in support of those same authorities in case of a chemical, biological, nuclear, or other terrorist attack. In addition to all of North America, NORTHCOM will be responsible for part of the Caribbean up to and including Cuba. Retired General Barry McCaffrey says that new command structure will allow the U.S. to better prepare for what he calls a looming humanitarian crisis if 75-year-old Cuban leader Fidel Castro dies.
You got 11 million Cubans living under a failing, goofy Marxist dictatorship. Castro's going to pass from the scene. The problem will be stability operations and management of potentially hundreds of thousands of Cubans who will try and get out of there during the ensuing chaos. And Northern Command makes a pretty decent way to organize the basket of issues that we've got to confront on homeland national security.
Four-star Air Force General Ralph Eberhardt was tapped to be NORTHCOM's first commander. If he's approved by Congress, Eberhardt will wear two hats. He'll also continue to lead NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense, a command set up during the Cold War to defend the country against a Soviet nuclear attack. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.